you'd say that you could find that just about.
You mean you're now in distance again?
No, say if someone were looking for, cane bottom chairs around here, and you say, oh, well, you don't have to look in special
places. Old Joel down the highway there makes cane bottom chairs about 5 miles down there, something like that.
You know, or you could say you can find those just about
anywhere. But you can't hear him right in Tennessee, but you can't hear him.
So. And if somebody slipped in your yard and fell this way, you'd say he fell.
He fell backwards.
And that way.
Forward.
Or
he fell flat on his face.
Flat on his face. If you had gone fishing and hadn't had any luck at all, didn't catch first fish, and somebody asked you, well, did you catch any fish? You'd probably say,
well, I said I didn't have any luck.
You ever hear people around here say something like, nah, I didn't catch an air one?
I didn't catch a darn fish. Well, yes, I've heard they use nary. Some people use nary.
In particular,
you say, I didn't catch nary one. I've heard that expression.
Would just anybody be likely to use that?
Well, not particularly. You won't hear that expression. I never hear it. I did as a child, but then I don't even call Harry in recent years.
What might you say if somebody had accidentally broken something of yours? You might say, well, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Well, I'd say, yeah, don't worry about it. I didn't like the thing anyway. Which I think would be a common expression any place in the South.
Or say if a little child's been crying and you ask him why he's crying, he might say, well, my friend had some candy and he didn't give me.
And he didn't give me any.
Going back to plowing for just a minute, what do you call those trenches that are cut out by the plow?
Furrow. Is that 5 deep furrow or shallow furrow?
And say, again, talking about the farm, you might say, if you have a good yield, you might say, well, we expect a big...
Big yield this year, a big crop, depending on what it is.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about new ground a minute ago. What would you say you needed to do if you had some bushes and trees on a piece of land that you wanted to put to cultivation?
Well, I believe they used the expression they had to grub the roots out or cut the roots out. I think they used the word grub.
Would they say they cleared the land?
Well, they cleared the land, and then they'd have to dig those roots out or plow them out. But now I believe I've heard the expression grub in digging up roots. But now that's not very authentic.
What about if you had just cut some hay off the field, and when it comes up right after that, is there anything that's called?
I can't even call it.
Ever heard of second cutting around here?
Yes, they get a second crop, a second cutting of alfalfa.
What about if a crop comes up that you hadn't planted?
That'd be a volunteer
crop. You don't raise any wheat around here, do you?
No, there used to be quite a lot of wheat in northern area.
Do you have any idea what they say they do to the wheat after it's been cut when they tie it up?
They shock it.
Shock it. That's just a bundle of wheat?
Put a bundle and they put several bundles together and shock it so they can come by and pick it up and then take it to the, I guess, to the rancher.